Hello and welcome to Paradox, Untold Stories from Athletic Directors with Dr. Danielle Lapointe and Dr. Dustin Smith. We have some crazy and unique stories for you, which are made possible by our sponsor, Wall of Fame. At the Wall of Fame, our mission is to bring your school's legacy to life. We transform school tributes to make it easier than ever to celebrate your whole community, showcasing your school's diverse history, proudest moments, and top role models. We understand that the true value of our Wall of Fame is in your content. Whether you are starting a new tribute or adding to an existing one, we give you all the resources you need to build an interactive experience and take your content to the next level. Speaking of next level, let's check in to see what Danielle and Dustin have for us today.
Hello, welcome back to another episode. Today we have Matt Eichhorn with us today. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here with us. We also have Dustin. You guys share a lot in common.
Yeah, he's starting got more right hair than I got, though.
Right off the top with it. Let's get it
just
out of the
comes
way.
Out of the bottom half of his hair.
Yeah, once this started going, I had to do this.
So, yeah. How are you doing today, Dustin?
Man, I'm living the dream. It's a beautiful day in Oklahoma. We're going to be about 80 degrees today.
Really?
Yeah, I think Mother Nature is going through menopause here in Oklahoma because it'll be like 40 next week and 80 the day. So
it's not even going to reach 80 here today.
Wow. Yeah, we're up in the 60s. Next Tuesday, 75, and Wednesday is 27 with snow.
No.
Good times. Yeah. Good times in Iowa, no doubt.
Yeah. We'll talk about that, man. I'm excited. Matt has been a reference for us from one of our previous guests, and he may even have a part in the story that we're gonna listen to in a little bit. But Matt comes to us from Iowa, and he was recommended by Zach Clark, who we have quoted numerous times on this podcast. Who's an alum, I guess you could say, a veteran of this podcast. But he recommended Matt, and so I reached out to Matt, and Matt was eager to jump on board, and almost as eager as I could say this. Matt is committed. When he jumps in, he's all in. And I saw that in a karaoke video that I got. And we can verify whether or not you'd rock a killer Whitney Houston karaoke or not. I'll let you answer that question. Do you or do you not rock a killer Whitney Houston?
Kill it. I Want to Dance with Somebody is the best tune of all time. Erin Gerlich with the Iowa Girls Athletic Union, her and I always tag team that song. And if there's karaoke around, look out, because that song is being sung, no doubt.
So that's your go-to?
That's my easily, no doubt, hands down.
No other contender. It's I Want to Dance with Somebody is what you're going with.
Yep. And I know that I'm not doing Whitney justice when I'm doing it because I am not a good singer at all, but I know the words. I love it. It brings good energy and people love it. And that's all. I'm about having a good time. So
do you do this in a sober state, or is this one where you have to have some beverages in order to encourage the energy?
I will say that I will do it in either state.
Okay.
I will say that the show is better when there's a few beverages in. So I really like to explore the space and use the room and get people involved. So
feel the vibe to get the energy.
The video you guys received from Zach was down at the Nashville convention this year, and we were having a good time, no doubt.
So let's do this, Matt. We can talk about your exploits as a karaoke singer. We can talk about your time in Iowa, and we'll get to where exactly that is. But we always ask this question. Tell us what the resume doesn't tell us about who Matt Eichhorn is, aside from being an AD. So we could list off credentials, we could list off things, or a karaoke singer. So what makes Matt mad, and what does Matt like to do outside of being the AD?
Sure, karaoke singer is number one on the list, obviously, right? Just find karaoke bars and just do that. No, but for real, married. My wife Ashley will be married 15 years this year. We have two kids, Emery and Easton, and they're awesome. They're involved. Emery's in gymnastics, and Easton's in just about anything that has a ball. Loves it. So just family time. I love being with my family. But on, you know, on the AD side of things, it's about building relationships for me, right? Like I coached college baseball for 10 years and then got into the AD world. And, you know, the part that I miss most about the coaching is being, having that daily interaction with students and athletes and kids that want to be involved in activities. And so now as AD, when we have passing periods, one of my favorite pastimes is stand in the hallway and just make jokes and try to make sure that I'm connecting with the kids and doing that and you know, building relationships. I always, you know, tell my coaches that you need to be that person for, you know, be somebody for one person. If you change one person's life, you've done an amazing job, you know? So that's kind of like the AD world. And, you know, as far as the other stuff, back to the family, you know, I got family, sports, I love baseball, played college baseball, coached it for many years, and just hanging out with friends and being able to make sure that relationships are continuing to be built and reaching out and just doing that with all of them. So that's me in a nutshell right there.
So let me ask you this. Do your coaches or student athletes know your capabilities at karaoke?
They're about to, if they don't.
So yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I feel like
that's out of the bag.
I will say this. This 2 weekends ago, we had a big show choir competition that we host, and I was the MC for the finals. And while the finals are going on in between a couple of the groups, with that song came on, and I had the mic, and I'm like, I don't know what I should do here. I feel like I need to like not do this. So I went out on stage and I just announced it. I said, hey, I just need everybody to know that it's taken every ounce of me not to get into this song because this is my karaoke song. And then as I was finishing saying and everyone was chanting sing, I'm like, no, I can't do it. Well, the chorus hit and I just had to belt out the chorus one time, and then they were yelling for more. And some people booed, which is probably the better thing to do there. But so I think they know a little bit, but I don't think they know to the extent of what this is.
Well, I apologize if you were trying to keep that under wraps, because we have gotten that out now.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let's do this. Let's paint on a map geographically where you're at. We've talked about Iowa, but let's talk about where specifically are you in Iowa?
Yep. So central part of the state, Alleman is where the school is. North Polk Community School District is where I work. So the high school is located in Alleman, Iowa, which is about 20 minutes north of Des Moines. So it's a suburb of Des Moines. It's a growing community, one of the fastest in the state of Iowa right now.
So are you a big Caitlin Clark fan right now, as the, not just the state of Iowa, but the entire country's getting
sure,
behind
her? Yeah. I mean, she's amazing. She's amazing. When I started at Valley, she played at Dowling, which was the Catholic school in West Des Moines, big rivals. So I saw her play in high school, and they had battles in Valley's gym all the time. So she's truly amazing. You know, she's changing that sport. I mean, just seeing the lines outside of gyms, and, you know, it's definitely – Taking the country by storm. You're not wrong there.
And I mean, and you get a front row seat. I mean, being right there, you get to see
no doubt,
of that, where you got to see her play in the high school level, is pretty cool too.
Yeah, it was amazing to kind of see her at that level and say and know that she was going to be so good at the next level. But at the same time, like, I don't think anybody realized like what that she was going to get to where she's at, except for maybe her, right? I think she's got that mindset. So I grew up around Chicago, though. I'm a South Suburb Chicago boy. So I'm an Iowa captive, as you would say. My wife grew up around Central Iowa, actually went to Valley. So I'm force-fed Iowa and Iowa State because I'm a Notre Dame fan myself, as you can see the helmets here in the background.
Right.
But it's definitely fun to see what Caitlin's doing, no doubt.
Well, I was looking back there and was just wondering if you were in mourning after the Super Bowl. I see that San Francisco helmet.
Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow there. You know, it was, I was brought up in Chicago to not like the Bears at all. My grandpa hated the Bears. My dad was a Packer fan, and being a Notre Dame fan, my dad loved Joe Montana, became a Niners guy. And then I was born in 81 and in the heyday. And so it's been a rough struggle here, seeing them in the Super Bowl three times and losing, but We'll figure it out at some point.
Well, there's an Iowa boy playing for the 49ers, too, and George Kittle. So
Yep, George Kittle. And then Brock Purdy was Iowa State's quarterback for a while and broke about every record there. So it's there's a lot of 49ers fans in Iowa right now, no doubt.
But that's awesome. Those are good things. But I know what Danielle's excited about is to let's get into some stories. Mm-hmm. And she's got a precursor. I don't ever want to know what the stories are going in because I want you to get my gut reaction and we'll ask questions. But in this AD world, you've been in it. I know you've been a baseball coach and you played at the collegiate level. So there's stories you could go off on that, I'm sure.
No doubt.
My college baseball days, I could tell you lots of stories that may not be airworthy. But 100%. As an AD, you've had to deal with some stuff, and that could be Brad Rose, that could be Zach Clark, but whatever your story is, let's just kick off with this, and let's have a discussion, have some fun.
Sure. Am I supposed to just start the story?
Give it to us.
I thought you were going. Okay, so I was the head AD at Woodward Granger. Which is just another suburb around Des Moines for 6 years. And this was when I was there. And there was one night we were playing a basketball game against a smaller school from down in southern Iowa. And about midway through the first quarter, I can't remember the year, but it was right around COVID because it's when we started doing live streams and all of that. So we have our live stream going on YouTube. Our IT guys all over it. And this guy comes flying into the gym saying that he's late, sorry, and that he's there to do the live stream for the basketball game that night. I'm like, I have no idea who you are. So I'm like, and the ticket taker referenced him to me and he's like, hey, I'm here to do the live stream. And I'm like, well, did you call and let anybody know you're coming? He's like, yeah, I emailed the AD. I'm like, oh, interesting.
That's one of my favorite things when they say the AD okayed this. And
correct.
You're like, what are you talking about?
100%. So I'm like, I go, oh, okay, that's interesting. I'm like, what was the email or what was the name of the AD? He goes, oh, it was the AD. It just said AD, and I clicked on it and I emailed it. I go, well, that's interesting. I'm Matt Eichhorn. I'm the activities director here. Never got an email from you. He's like, well, I sent it. I'm like, all right, let's look. What's your name? You know, so he tells me his name. Look it up. Nothing. And he's like, well, you know, I got a contract with the state of Iowa where I can live stream any game. I'm like, you have a contract with the state of Iowa? What does that even mean? You know? And so he goes, well, with the Boys Association. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's call them. He's like, we're going to call them right now. I said, yeah. So I picked my phone up. Got one of the guys on speed dial. I go, hey, let's go have a conversation. So I ask him and he goes, I have no idea what you're talking about or what he's talking about. Like, we don't have contracts that way. I'm like, okay. So now we're, you know, getting into the second quarter.
Yeah, we're two lies in and then in the second quarter.
And he's still correct. There. He's trying to leave. He's still there.
He's still trying to get in. Hey, you know, my people depend on me via Facebook. And I'm like, oh, how many followers you got? He's like 18. I'm like, that's awesome. Like 18 people. Like, I go, hey, what you can do is go on your Facebook page and send them the link because we got a free link. And I said, I'm not interested in you making any money off of my kids tonight when you didn't request to come in. So, and I said, and secondly, I go, if you're a professional, you're doing this, you probably should show up about a half hour early and make sure that you're ready. And I said, so I'm not interested in giving you any access or whatever. So he walks over and he goes, hey, I want you to see that I'm paying $5 to get into this game. So I'm a paid attendee. I go, awesome. I appreciate your donation. I said, here's what I'll do for you. I said, I'll let you do the audio. I said, just out of the kindness of my heart, I'll let you do the audio, but you're not live streaming. And he stands next to me and he goes, you know, your superintendent's going to get an email, a letter, and phone call for me on Monday. I go, oh, that's awesome. I go, he's standing right there. Superintendent was literally standing 3 feet from me. I go, why don't you go talk to him right now? And he's like, well, I go, no, go ahead. So I'm like, hey, Dr. Adams, come over here for a minute. I go, this gentleman has a question for you. So he runs through the entire story. And my superintendent goes, what'd that guy say over there? My activities director, he goes, he told me I couldn't broadcast. He goes, then he got your answer. He goes, you're not going to let me? He's like, nope. And so then he's just like, this is the worst school I've ever been to. Starts going off. So he grabs his stuff. He walks by me. And as he walks by me, he whispers to me, you're the biggest hothead AD I've ever met in my life. What? And so now he's kind of walking by. He's in front of my student section. And I'm kind of having the angel devil thing. Hey, let it go. Don't let him bother you.
Karaoke, don't karaoke.
Yes. Yeah. Are we gonna dance or are we not gonna dance here, right? And finally this side just goes, let him have it.
I go,
hey, what did you just say to me? And he goes, I didn't say anything. I said, do you think I'm a hothead? I go, because I actually think I'm a very personable person and get along with pretty much anybody. I go, but if you think I'm a hothead, here's what a hothead would do. You could get the hell out of my gym. And he goes, you're seriously kicking me out? I go, yeah. And he goes, well, what's your superintendent think? And he looked at him. He goes, you could leave. He goes, but I'm a paid customer now. I go, come here. Let's go over here. We walk over. I give him his $5 back. I go, now you can't say anything and give you your money back. So he walks out. Some of the students in my student section were like, Mr. Eichhorn, that was awesome. Like, what did that guy do? So he goes out and just blasts me on Facebook.
To his 18 followers.
To his 19 followers, right?
Yeah.
And people are responding. This is ridiculous. So I get an email from their AD ripping me for the way I handled this situation. Now, I don't know this AD from the next guy. But I messaged him back and I said, call my cell phone because we need to have a conversation. So he calls me and I go, hey, what was the story he told you? And everything he told him was 100% false.
I mean, right. You could see that coming for sure.
Yeah, the pattern
like,
developed.
Made me out to the bad guy. Hey, I was there 30 minutes early. Like all this stuff. And I said, listen, I know he's a graduate of your school and he does what he does. I said, but from an AD to an AD, I'm going to tell you the truth of what happened. And I explained the whole story. And the guy, he goes, that was complete opposite of what he told me. I'm like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm sorry. So then the AD starts responding to the Facebook posts about, hey, I talked to their AD. This is false. So then all of these stories are going out. I'm getting messages from other ADs like, what happened in your gym tonight? And I'm like, nothing. Like, nothing really, you know? So Zach Clark, no, you know, he knows from down there. So he calls me. He's like, hey, what happened? He's like, that school's always, like, everybody from that area is always a disaster. Like, what happened? So I kind of tell him the whole story. And it all kind of goes away. So it was a Friday night, like I said. So Saturday morning, I get a text message from a number I don't know that says, my name is so-and-so. I'm the lawyer for this gentleman. Like, we need to have a conversation. We have a phone call into your superintendent. Like, so, like, and then gave, like, a couple other things. And I'm like, what is – so I call my superintendent on a Saturday. I'm like, hey, I just got this text. Like all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like freaking out. Right. Like, I'm like, I don't, do I contact this lawyer? Like, how do I, he's like,
this is over the top. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, this guy, I'm like, he did say he was going to call. And you know, so he calls our lawyer that's on retainer. They give us some information about what's going on, all this stuff. So this is like 30, 35 minutes later, Zach Clark calls me. He's like, hey, what's going on with all this stuff? I'm like, dude, you're not going to believe it. And he starts laughing. He goes, hey, that was me from my wife's phone.
Oh, boy.
Messing with you. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he goes, because the name he put was Ron Paulus, right? Who's a former Notre Dame quarterback, right? And so he's like, I thought you'd get the joke. I'm like, dude, I've talked to my Sue. We've talked to our, like, we got a bill now because we talked to our lawyers. Like, he's like, oh my gosh. He's like, you didn't. I'm like, what do you want me to do? He goes, I totally thought you'd get the joke. I'm like, it's a random number. What is it?
With a lawyer, threatening
with
the lawyer.
With a lawyer, right. And I mean, he had like all of like the things afterwards. I'm like, and I'm like typing in, like, is this a real lawyer? Like, what is happening? Like, this guy has gone berserk.
Oh my God.
I call
Jack
my
Clark back. For the win on that one.
Yes. Yeah. So I call my suit back. I go, hey, just a heads up, it was a joke. And he goes, I don't find that very funny. He goes, be in my office on Monday. I'm like, okay, well, is he joking now? Like, whatever. So I'm getting in. So I go in his office on Monday, kind of with my tail between my leg. And he goes, hey, like, we had to pay money for that. He goes, I'm going to call down to Central Decatur and talk to their soup. I'm like, no. Let's pump the brakes. Yeah. Like, I should have known, like, whatever. And he's just like, so then he kind of nods his head a little bit and he goes, well, how could we get him back? And I'm like,
I like it. I said, let's
figure it out. And we never got to the point of getting him back. Yeah. Like, we were going to send like a fake bill of being like, hey, because we called, your school district's going to have to do it. Mm-hmm. But then he didn't feel, he's like, if we do that, then it's on letterhead. And so we just kind of pumped the brakes a little bit. I told Zach that at some point he's going to get something back. So I'm still waiting. So if you have any ideas, I'm ready and willing.
Oh, you got my mind working now, man.
It's going to be on another episode because I want more of that for sure. That is hilarious.
Oh,
I
mean, gosh.
It honestly, like, is so good.
Well, it's hilarious to you and me. It wasn't hilarious to Matt or his superintendent.
Oh, afterwards, like, I still laugh about it. We still talk about
that. It's funny. It's still funny. I'm sorry.
No doubt. He absolutely killed it by doing that because, you know, he knew all the ins and outs. So he knew everything. So the text was so well written about, like, all details from the night. And I'm like, gosh.
See, right there. That's why you didn't think it came from Zach Clark. I mean.
That's right. That's right.
I would have asked if his wife wrote that, not him.
You're probably not right.
You know, but you said so many things that I had so many questions are for this entire story. I mean,
sure.
I love that there's two stories in this. First, like, the story of what happened, and then like an AD pranking you, which is even funnier because that is, I mean, really, it shows how close you guys are.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad it didn't go further than just like a phone call, you know, and to the lawyer. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, he's like, I waited because he's like, you didn't respond for 30 minutes. So he's like, then I got scared like that. Maybe you thought it was serious. I'm like, I 100% did. Like, how do I don't know this number. Like, God. And then I'm like, how did he get my cell phone? Like, how did that all come about? Like, but my mind was not working.
That's not what happens in those situations. Yeah. I mean, even if the name you didn't recognize it, it didn't matter. Like, it just didn't. But yeah.
You were still in hothead mode. You were still trying to figure out things.
That's right. I'm still a hothead AD. You know?
Yeah.
That's just, I guess I should put that on my my signature line of emails.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question about this clown. I mean, this guy that came to do the live streaming.
We're talking about the streamer now, not Zach. Just want to make sure we verify who we're talking about.
Right. Clown one. We'll go with clown one. Okay. We'll get clown two in a minute.
Okay.
But clown one, when you say, okay, what AD did you send it to or what email?
Yeah.
Did you see him retracting this, you know, trying to figure out?
He stuck with it and goes, oh, the AD. The AD got it. That's just that he said that like twice, and I'm like, well, I'm Matt Eichhorn. I showed him my badge. I'm the AD, and he goes, oh, then you got my email.
But like, did the AD respond? Just because you send an AD an email doesn't mean they do whatever you tell them to do, right? Like, there needs to be a response.
Correct. And he said, he goes, I usually don't get responses. I just know it's okay because of my business. And you know, we kind of went down the road of, well, I don't want you to make money off of my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without even, if you gave me some prior information, okay, maybe we could have the conversation, but I could also told you, hey, don't drive here an hour because we already got a live stream.
Yeah.
I may have made him drive anyway.
Sure.
And you went above and beyond. I wouldn't have given him his $5 back.
Yeah,
I would not. Right. I thought the same thing. I wouldn't have given him his $5 back either, or let him do
the
audio.
One thing I didn't
You're
want him.
Very nice.
Because the thing was, though, on the Facebook, he said that he was a paid customer and he got kicked out. And I'm like, no. He got his money back. So I wanted people to know that for sure. Hey,
yeah.
One, before we end it, this gentleman within the past month has been arrested, and it was on his mugshot was on our local news station for mishandling funds.
Shocker.
Oh. Is that and the person that sent me that was Zach Clark. He goes, "Hey, remember this guy?
Remember this guy? Yeah, I do."
I'm like, that is unbelievable.
Did he sign it the same lawyer's name? That's what he should have said.
He should have. Hey, I'm representing this guy now because he's in jail.
So let me ask you this question. Yeah. We'll go to clown number two, because I think clown number one, we could dive into this for quite some time, and I'm truly impressed that you handled yourself the way that you did, and it was fitting that your superintendent was right there, and you could say, hey, let's talk to him right now. I mean, let's not sit, because they're real tough behind a keyboard. They're real tough
keyboard, you know,
behind a computer screen. Yep. But here's the opportunity to have that conversation, handle that beautifully. So let's talk about clown number two. And him getting the information on Friday night, everything that he needed Friday.
Yep.
Because I know Zach well enough. He didn't come up with that in just a 10-minute, nope. Hey, I think this is going to happen. He had to put a lot of thought into this.
Poor and then Zach. Then he
signed it from a quarterback's perspective, the quarterback name.
Yep.
And for you not to read that and say, okay, this is a big joke, because I know Ron's not a – he's not a lawyer now.
Right.
But clearly you weren't in that mindset. But Zach knowing, hey, I'm prodding this and I'm going to feed this fire.
I kind of skipped right over the name, right? Because it said, I'm a lawyer representing so-and-so. My name is blah, blah, blah. And then he put Esquire afterwards, which is hilarious, right? And then you go into it and then it's like, hey, this, we need to have a conversation. So then my mind just starts going, whoa, like, this is, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to get sued for something. Like, all I did was remove this guy from my gym. I gave him his money back. Like, what are you suing me for? And also, yeah, it was, he worded it. And when we get off this, I'll look on my phone and see if it somehow saved it. Because, I mean, it's been years. So I'll see if I can find the exact text, and I'll send it to you.
Just a screenshot of that for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll see if I'll see if my phone still saved it.
Because man, Zach's got to be nervous. Like, we're talking about this, bringing this up again. Like, he's got to be shaking his boots because you owe him like a good one.
Well, I told him. I said, hey, Dustin and Danielle had mentioned like, what story should I talk about? I'm like, I got a couple in mind. I'm like, what do you think? And he goes, you got to tell the kick in the guy. Story. I'm like, okay. I go, that was the one I was leaning towards. You know, because he and I and Brad Rose and Nate Lindgren and Blake Cruikshank and Mike Egbert, who's Rosie's assistant right now, we have a group text, and we call it AD Debacle. And it is nonstop all day. Like, right now, I can look at my phone and there's probably like 12 missed text messages. And it's just what's going on in everybody's world. And, hey, this is what happened to me today. This is what's going on. Or, hey, good luck at your game tonight. It's such a great – that group of AD, you know, Zach always says – he goes, if I die, someone needs to grab my phone and delete this text thread so my wife doesn't see it. Because it is out of control, and the rest of us will probably get arrested. So it's definitely a great thread, and he's such a good friend, and that whole group, and the way we could give it back and forth, and I mean that started when he did that to me. That showed me right there that how close we were and how close we could be and move forward. So
and you're still friends. You're still friends after that.
Yep, no doubt.
Well, there's a couple comments I want to make. One, it totally debunks the thought process of his wife saying, how does he even function? So I question whether or not he wrote that or his wife came up with that. Well,
I'm going to write – I got a couple things written down that I'm going to remember, one of which was before we recorded and something that was deleted off of a former whatever. So I'm not going to respond to that. I'm not going to say that one. But I really like that terminology, so I'm going to keep that. But then I'm also going to write down to ask Zach, if he wrote that or his wife.
Yeah, I can promise you, I'm going to answer that for him, because I'm sure I'm going to go on record saying he did not write that. He may have had the idea, but I'm sure somebody else, it may have been his mom. His mom made a guest appearance. She came on and...
She's Bonnie's the greatest.
She was phenomenal. So
awesome.
But then my second point is...
I see him like sitting there giggling, though, as he's like sending this to you. And then the giggles quickly turn to fear as you don't respond.
Correct. Right. It was 30, and then he called, and I thought he was just calling just to, like, I didn't even, when I saw his name, it didn't even register that it was a joke yet.
Yeah.
No, and then he starts asking questions, and he
said, you're in like survival mode, like,
right. And he goes, did you get a text from a lawyer? I'm like, how do you know? What are you talking about, Zach? He goes, I thought the name would totally give it away, and it was a funny joke. And I'm like, yeah, ha ha, very funny, bro. Like, it's not funny now.
I'm going to my soup's office on Monday. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, so man.
Was the text exchange called AD Debacle at that point, or has that since been named after this?
Yeah, that's it's since been renamed to name to that one. So
that's awesome. I love that.
Of it. Yeah.
I mean, how was the relationship with the soup after that? I mean, he was plotting that and trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was good. Everything was good.
That's awesome. I mean,
I did have to talk him off the ledge, though, of sending and calling their soup about making a... Like,
but what is he really going to say, though? Like, hey, our ADs are friends. Yours played a really good prank on mine. Like, you're up one. Like,
hey, what? High five.
Yeah. Like, watch out. We're coming for you. Like, what really? I mean, it's not like he really did anything. He didn't cross the line. No,
I think it was more like, because I called him on a Saturday. He had to call a lawyer on a Saturday and figure out what we were doing. And then he had to call the lawyer back to be like, hey, it was a joke. Like, I'm sure I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in that conversation when I called the lawyer.
But you know what, though? We always talk about, like, the lesson in it, right? And, like, there's the lesson is, like, maybe we take a minute. We have a 24-hour rule, right, for parents, right? So maybe we need it as well sometimes. Like, take a minute to think about what the next course of action might be here.
But hold on, from Matt's perspective, if you get a text message from a lawyer, there's some panic. There is a certain level of panic that goes into that. And your automatic response is, I need to tell people above me.
Correct.
They're not caught off guard. That's the rules that I've always functioned by.
Yep.
My bosses never want to be surprised. So if I can call them and kind of alleviate...
Lawyers don't work on Saturday. Like, that should have been your first clue right there.
Well, it happened on a Friday. Gosh dang, now you're making me... Am I clown number three? I think I'm clown number three, I think. Got it.
I didn't label you that, Matt, just for the record.
I labeled myself.
That was self-labeled.
Yeah, it was self-labeled, but it was definitely implied by Danielle. No
question.
No, I probably would have panicked as well. I'm just saying, we like to have, like, you know, some sort of takeaway. And
sure.
I guess that was probably what I would take away is, like, sometimes we need to step back too. Like, we get the emotion as well, right? You're not thinking clearly. You see this, you panic. How am I going to fix this? And that feeling happens to 80s too, not just parents, not just coaches.
But I want to defend Matt here for a moment, because
I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
Thank you. I'm trying to defend this. Because we're making him out to be a clown, and I don't think that's... He's not Zach Clown worthy. I mean, Zach Clark worthy clown. I think he...
Zach Clown.
Let's talk about how he handled it the night of the event. I mean, the whole story is he was able to say, oh, really? Tell me what email you sent that to. What AD did you send that to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I am him. Let's go back. I didn't get that. Yeah. Oh, you want to talk to my superintendent? He's right here. Let's go ahead and do that. Yep. I'll save you the email. I'll save you the time. He's right here.
Yep.
So he had no reason to panic. It was perfect. It was flawless execution on his part of Friday night.
I killed it.
But the guy was not a lawyer. And he got a text.
You know what? Thank you for clarifying. I missed that part.
Yeah, from a lawyer, he got a text. So I am with Matt on this. So if you're a clown, I'll be a clown with you.
Perfect.
Because I think I would have said, oh, hold on.
Yep.
This things just got real. It got more than, hey, I'm a hothead. This hothead is, he's lawyered up. And when that happens,
right. I was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden my heart kind of dropped a little bit. I reread it again. I walked over to my wife. I go, "Hey, can you read this to make sure?" She's like,
"We're going to jail."
Hey.
And she was a teacher at the time. She's like, "This isn't good." I'm like, "I know. It's not good." So yeah, and then you call your soup, and he's just like, "Hey, don't respond, like whatever. Let me get some guidance." and then like the guidance that we got was respond to, you know, "Hey, let's talk on Monday, whatever, blah blah blah." And then that's when before I could respond, Zach called, and then yeah. So it was, I bet you his ears are just blowing up right now.
Yeah. I bet he had a level of panic too, thinking, "Oh crap.
You're calling
I just Zach cost my buddy his job."
You're calling Zach a clown, but my goodness, this is kind of genius. I'm not gonna lie.
It was great. I mean, the hindsight looking back, like it is one of the
well
best.
Well executed.
And that's what I told him. I mean, that's been what, four years?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm still trying to figure out what the best plan of attack is to get him back, and I, because it's got to be better than that, right? It's got to be a better prank than that, because if you go too low, then it's just not good enough. So
yeah, no, well, you got a tall order in front of you.
You can't throw any ideas out here though, because I'm sure he's gonna watch this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll listen,
and he doesn't need to know.
And we've got to be strategic, because he's going to be expecting it now, especially
it's coming.
Two other masterminds in behind this. We got some other clowns in on this.
We got the perfect heads.
Yeah, we're aerodynamic.
Yeah.
And Danielle.
I think you're very fortunate to have another athletic director that you're that close with, where you can have that relationship. That means that if you know you have real problems, you can bounce ideas off of them. If you have fake problems, you can laugh about it together, right? Like, there's a lot of really positives that you have an AD that you're that close to.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and that group text, like I said, that AD debacle. I mean, right. we walk through everything that we need to together. Like that group of, there's six of us, and it's awesome. It's one of my most favorite parts of the day is when that text thread starts blowing up.
Well, and the fact that Zach says, "If I die, somebody needs to get my phone and delete this exchange."
He also said this, and I hope his wife doesn't listen, but he deletes it once a week. So there's no, and I mean, there's nothing crazy on there. I mean, let me revert back. Maybe there is. But right. it's just good stuff.
No Arnold, good fun.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's the point of this podcast, too, is just to have some fun. Because our AD world is so crazy, and that stuff could really happen. A lawyer could reach out to you, and then that moment of, holy mess, what is going on right now?
Yeah. What's Let's ask him that, though. Well, if you got a lawyer text again, what would you do?
I mean, I would go to my suit.
Do the same thing he did.
I don't know why I'm getting this text, but this is what happened. You know what I mean?
He was flawless in that execution. He was flawless in that.
But Dustin, you're absolutely right. This day and age, I mean, that's probably a common thing right now.
I was going to say, the only reason I probably had that reaction is because I feel like I've had that happen multiple times. It got to a point where I was like, well, these things happen slowly. It's not a hurry up and do thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, and it depends on the lawyer, obviously. Zach Clark Esquire is probably not one that
Ron
you
need Powell's to be about. Let's get it right.
Okay. Don't give him too much credit.
Yeah.
But the fact that, I mean, I just put myself in your shoes just reading that text. And then not only did you read it, you reread it, and then you took it to your wife to read, and she said, "This isn't good."
Right. Yeah.
That may be the best line of the whole thing.
What did she say? This is not good. What did she say when you told her it was Zach?
She's just like, "That is hilarious." Like, yeah, now it is.
Yeah.
She's just like, "Gosh." Like, and then, like, I told her, I'm like, "Well, Ron Paulus," she's like, "How did you not know?" And I'm like, I bypassed the name. I just went right to what the problem was.
Yeah, I read lawyer. That's all I read. Lawyer.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's the lesson, right? Is make sure you're reading word for word what you're getting and not skipping.
Slow down, process information. That's well, right. Zach, though, right now, in my opinion, is like two in your O because he is out here sending us your karaoke videos, right? And now he sends you, you know, surprising lawyer tax. You really need to step up your game.
Yeah, we need to get Matt on the board.
I'm concerned for you right now.
Yeah, sure. Matt's getting shut out right now. Matt needs to win.
This was supposed to be fun. Now I'm just going to be crushed by Danielle. I mean, the oh, it's one old Danielle, I guess now.
Too. Yeah, we're going to do better. You're good at
getting people back. So Danielle,
talk about debacle. We got one right here. Poor Matt with Danielle. He's. We got to get him a W.
We're gonna get you a W.
Maybe we start our own podcast on the side called AD Debacle and then have you guys as guests and stuff. So
there you go. There you go.
Or you have Zach and I on together and we could kind of debate.
Hey, I love that idea.
We will have you guys on together when you get your first W.
Okay, deal. And then we'll tell that story. I like it.
And Zach... Well, he doesn't need to defend himself because he's just kind of put himself out there. The bar has been set for him.
Yeah.
And so I apologize to you.
Joke there, the bar.
Like, yeah, see? I'm glad you picked up on that. Some people on this don't pick up on my humor sometimes.
I do. I ignore it. It's very old. Tiresome.
Bald heads. We got to stay together.
I know. Right. I'm outnumbered today.
So what I love about this story, Matt, just a couple things. We've talked about it. The camaraderie that you've got with some fellow ADs that could know you well enough to send that. And then I imagine the panic for Zach when there was no response, because I'm assuming that this response, this text exchange, you guys respond quite frequently. And, you know, if something's a joke or some kind of comments being made, but when it's crickets for 30 minutes,
right,
then the panic level's probably setting in, like, oh, maybe I've really done that. But I want to go back to your wife.
Why hasn't he responded yet?
When your wife said this is hilarious, did you go back and say, hey, just a while ago you said this is bad, this is not good, and now all of a sudden this is hilarious?
Well, she knows kind of what Zach's personality is, so she was just like, man, that's a good one. So
4 years later, it's still a good one.
It is, and I've probably tell that story about every other month to somebody. Just or when Zach sent me that picture of the guy that got arrested, I forwarded it on to my soup, and I go, hey, remember when we almost got sued by this guy's lawyer? And then he's like, that, and like he even laughs now. He goes, that's a funny story. You know what I mean? He's like, I remember that. He goes, that night was awesome. And then he proceeded to say that he tells that story to other people, but he probably leaves out the Saturday version.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could sign it as Manti Te'o's girlfriend or. I mean, there's a couple things.
That one hurts as a
nerd. That's who you went with?
Come on. Right. I'm trying to help you out here.
So, I feel like that's getting edited out. I feel like that one is not.
Well, you know, and as we sit here and talk, I feel like another takeaway from this could be like, you know, you start second guessing yourself when you get a text like that, right? Or an email that's complaining. You start second, did I do something wrong? Could I have done something better, right? And I feel like this is a good opportunity to be like, have some confidence, not you, but like all ADs, have confidence in what you did. Yep. With the limited information that you had that night, this was the best thing. This was the choice you made. And just be confident in what you did and why you did it. And I think that's a really good, because that took me a bit to build as an AD, right? I would second guess myself, did I do the right thing, should I have done this? But then I got to a point where I situations happen where I was like, no, I did what I did for a reason. Yep. I feel good about my decision. Like, maybe next time I can make some changes, but I just think it's also an opportunity for us as athletic directors to not always be so defensive and be like, yep, that is what I did.
And to your point, Danielle, I felt very confident about how it all went down.
Yeah.
But it's just like when you see the lawyer, it's like, okay, well, that's fine. But That scares me because now do I have a lawyer? Is our school one gonna back me on how I handled it? And you know, my soup was there that night, like I've said,
I
witnessed the whole thing. So I never felt scared, like I was like whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, why is this happening? Like, what is this? What leg does this guy have to stand on? Type.
Which makes it even more priceless.
So it's a good all around story that
got a double story here.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's clowns everywhere, is what we found out.
So many circus over here in Iowa.
Fact. It is definitely a circus around here. It's a debacle. We'll say that
right. Well, Matt, I can tell you this. I had no idea coming into this what we were going to get, but this has been really rich. This has been really entertaining, really hilarious. A lot at your expense, unfortunately. But
all good. Hey,
you've been a trooper.
I'm one that can take it. I can take it. So we're good.
I just appreciate you taking the chance to jump on here. And I know Zach recommended you to say, hey, get on here. And you've been nothing but quick to respond and say, hey, this is a great idea. And you killed it, man. Just like you did handling that dude, you killed it.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate the time and having me on. This was awesome. You know, I listened to a few. I didn't know that this existed and Zach told me about it. I started listening to him. I'm like, this sounds great that I could be on this. And this was the first story that came to my mind. And then Zach, and then in the AD debacle, they're like, hey, remember when you threw that guy? So there was lots of people saying that this was the story that needed to happen. So.
They were right. They were right.
Yeah, they were awesome. You did a great job, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That wraps up this episode. Thank you for listening. And thank you to our sponsor, Wall of Fame, who excels at telling your school's stories and supports us in telling ours. Check out the description of this episode for a link to receive a discount on all Wall of Fame products. We are looking forward to the next story and hope you are too.